Bloodhound SSC's cockpit is complete and contains three printed metal steering wheel. The cockpit of Bloodhound SSC, the 1,000 miles per hour, 1,609 kilometers per hour, land speed racing car, was unveiled today in Bristol, UK. The state-of-the-art carbon fiber monocoque has been tailored to the needs of driver Andy Green and will be his supersonic office during record attempts in the South African desert in 2015 and 2016. Handcrafted by URT Group using five different types of carbon fiber weave and two different resins, the monocoque has taken more than 10,000 hours to design and manufacture. Sandwiched between the layers of carbon fiber are three different thicknesses of aluminium honeycomb core, 8, 12, and 20 millimeters, which provide additional strength. At its thickest point, the monocoque comprises of 13 individual layers but is just 25 millimeters in cross-section. Let Andy show you round the outside of the cockpit in this video. The structure weighs 200 kilograms and bolts directly to the metallic rear chassis carrying the jet, rocket, and racing car engine. The carbon front section will have to endure peak aerodynamic loads of up to 3 tons per square meter at 1,000 miles per hour, 1,609 kilometers per hour, as well the considerable forces generated by the front wheels and suspension. It will also carry ballistic armor to protect the driver should a stone be thrown up by the front wheels at very high speeds. The roof of the cockpit has been designed to create a series of shockwaves that will channel the air into the Eurojet EJ200 jet engine. If supersonic air reaches the jet engine fan blades, the airflow will break down and the engine will choke, known as a surge. This can generate huge changes in pressure that could damage both the jet engine and car, hence Bloodhound SSC using shockwaves over the canopy to slow the airflow from over 1,000 miles per hour, 1,609 kilometers per hour, to just 600 miles per hour, 643 kilometers per hour, in a distance of around 1 meter. Deflecting winds traveling 5 times faster than a hurricane will, however, cause additional noise and vibration to be transmitted into the cockpit. The sound levels expected in and around Bloodhound SSC are being carefully evaluated. The cockpit is positioned in front of three incredibly loud motors, the jet, a cluster of hybrid rockets, and the racing car engine that drives the rocket's oxidizer pump. Collectively, they will generate a noise level estimated at 140 decibels. Much of the noise will be directed backwards, away from the driver, and above 750 miles per hour, 1,207 kilometers per hour, the car will outrun its own sound waves. However, the project's engineers still anticipate that shockwave and jet intake noise levels may produce over 120 decibels inside the cockpit. Andy will wear an in-ear communication system specially made by Ultimate Ear to protect his hearing and to ensure that he can communicate with mission control. Bloodhound has a highly specialized windscreen custom made by PPA Group from acrylic. The plastic is heated, stretched, and then two layers are bonded together to create a 25mm section, thicker than a fighter jet's windscreen and sufficient to withstand an impact with a 1kg bird at 900 miles per hour, 1,448 kilometers per hour. Due to the oblique angle the windscreen is set at, the driver will in fact be looking through 50mm of curved plastic. The key challenge has therefore been to make the screen robust while maintaining absolute visual clarity. Andy has drawn on his experience of flying fast jets and driving world land speed record winners Thrust SSC and JCB Dieselmax to design the dashboard and cockpit layout. Good ergonomics are vital given that Bloodhound SSC will cover a mile in 3.6 seconds, or 150 meters in the 300 millisecond blink of an eye. He explains the internal layout in this video. The central screen shows the speed in miles per hour and Mach number, Mach 1 being the speed of sound, calculated by GPS, plus jet engine and rocket outputs. Dynamic speed indicators help Andy to judge when to fire the rocket and deploy the braking systems. Wheel loads are also given prominence. Bloodhound does not use aerodynamic downforce, as a Formula One car does, while lift at the nose or rear axle must also be avoided at all costs. The need to carefully balance forces throughout its 1,000 miles per hour speed range is one of the major reasons why shaping the car has taken 30 design years. The left-hand screen shows hydraulic pressures and temperatures in the braking and air brake systems, while the one to Andy's right provides information about the three engines, including temperatures, pressures, and fuel levels. Together, the EJ200 jet engine and Nammo hybrid rockets produce around 210 kilonewtons, 21 tons, of thrust, equivalent to 135,000 thrust HP, or 180 F1 cars, and Andy will monitor their status at key points during each run. Bloodhound's dash also features two precision-engineered analog Rolex instruments, a chronograph with built-in stopwatch, and a speedometer graduated up to 1,100 miles per hour, 1,770 kilometers per hour. The speedometer is a vital backup to allow the car to be stopped safely should the digital dashboard fail, while the chronograph will help to time the startup and cooldown of the jet, and help to monitor the performance of other systems. Tested to withstand the severe vibration at 1,000 miles per hour in the desert heat, these bespoke Rolex instruments are unique to Bloodhound SSC. Andy enters his office via a carbon fiber hatch, 500 millimeters in diameter, just below the jet air intake. At full power, the EJ200 fan sucks in 65 cubic meters of air per second, so the hatch will be fastened using latches able to withstand loads of 2.5 kilonewtons, quarter of a ton, to prevent it from getting ingested into the engine. The instrument panels have been coated with a special non-reflective gray paint to provide the optimum background color against which to see the gauges and controls, while the cockpit walls are white to maximize the available light in the cockpit. The car also has interior lights, as Bloodhound SSC will often be prepared before dawn, when the desert will still be dark and temperatures around freezing. During the day, ambient temperatures will approach 40 degrees Celsius, 104 degrees Fahrenheit, though Bloodhound SSC will most likely not run in conditions above 25 degrees Celsius, 77 degrees Fahrenheit, as the metallic sections of the car will be too hot for the team to handle and the jet engine is inefficient when burning hot, less dense air. Cockpit temperature is still expected to exceed 35 degrees Celsius, 95 degrees Fahrenheit, so external air conditioning will be used to cool it prior to each run, though this is primarily for the comfort of the electronics, not the driver. Andy will keep Bloodhound SSC on course using a bespoke 3D-printed titanium steering wheel, shaped to his hands and finger reach. Buttons on the front control the MCOM radio, air brakes and parachutes, while triggers on the rear of the hand grips prime and fire the rockets. Bloodhound engineers developed several design evolutions of the wheel, the last of which was finalized for manufacture by Cambridge Design Partnership. Bloodhound has a conventional steering rack with a 30-to-1 ratio compared to a normal car of around 15-to-1, though its long wheelbase makes for a very large turning circle, 240 meters, compared with 10 meters for a typical family hatchback. Bloodhound SSC has pedals like a regular car, though once again, they are custom designed for Andy. The right-hand pedal throttles the EJ200 jet engine and will be used to start the car moving. The left pedal controls the wheel brakes and will be used to slow the car at speeds below 200 miles per hour, 321 kilometers per hour. The wheel brakes will only contribute about 1% of the total braking effort, reducing the stopping distance by around half a mile. Braking speed is critical, as using the wheel brakes above 200 miles per hour, 321 kilometers per hour, will exceed their energy capacity and set fire to them. During a 1,000 miles per hour, 1,609 kilometers per hour run, Bloodhound SSC will cover 12 miles, 19.3 kilometers, in 2 minutes, exerting an acceleration force of almost 2G and inc deceleration force of 3G on Andy. This long-duration G-force is another experience unique to Bloodhound. An F1 driver may experience higher G-forces, but they only do so for a few seconds at a time. Andy will be sat in a carbon fiber seat, molded to his body shape by Real Equip and manufactured by URT Group. This seat installation will provide unparalleled levels of support and safety for the driver, who will be angled back and strapped in using a Willens 5-point harness. Andy will also wear a Pro Ultra Hans device to protect his neck from sudden, violent movements or decelerations, and an RI helmet. The cockpit also carries a Camlock air supply, feeding clean breathing air to Andy through the Atom mask used by RAF Typhoon pilots. This full-face race-spec helmet, mated to a jet fighter-style breathing system, is again unique to Bloodhound and combines the best driver protection features from both motorsport and aerospace. A Willens fire suppression system has also been specified, which will douse the cockpit in foam should built-in infrared sensors detect naked flames. Driver safety has been the prime design and engineering objective throughout Bloodhound's gestation, and the team has worked closely with Motor Racing's governing world body, the Fédération Internationale de l'Automobile, FIA, to create the best safety cell in the history of motorsport. The cockpit is also a showcase for the extraordinary skills of UK manufacturing. The Bloodhound project is grateful for the support of a raft of world-class companies who share our ambition to inspire a generation to follow science and engineering by building, and racing, the most extraordinary car in the world. Source: Bloodhound SSC.